This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast will be a blessing and a help to you. And I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for each and every listener that's joined us. Lord, I pray that you'd bless them and help them, Father. Lord, I do thank you for the last few encouraging days. Lord, we've heard good news from a far country. We thank you for everything you've done, everything you're going to do. Lord, we ask you to lead us and guide us, open the doors that we need open. We may go in and declare the name of Jesus to a lost and dying world. I pray for the missionaries, the children's home. Lord, I pray you'd have your will and your way in it. I pray for every need that it be met by you, and you'd get glory and honor through it all. We'll thank you for all that you do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, brethren, let me make a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. Would like to ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, the one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as all the feeding centers for the children in Romania and Bulgaria. If you would pray for all the missionaries in those countries, as well as the Ukraine and all around the world. We appreciate everything that's being done, everyone that's going out and proclaiming the name of Jesus to this lost and dying world. If you would continue to pray for them. I know we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and we want to come in and be thankful. We want to thank you for all that you've done, all the prayers, support, and we want to thank the Lord for everything that he has done in speaking to your hearts and using you for the glory of God and for the furtherance of the kingdom of God. And so we do want to take a minute and just thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your prayers, financial support, whatever it may be. And ask you to continue to pray and do as the Lord leads you. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and give you our mailing address. Ask you to write us this week, if you would. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing to you.
Someday I shall stand in God's city to receive the bright treasures I've won. But how could I ever accept them till I thank him for what he has done? What joy as I stand and listen to the songs in that city beyond. But a tear in my eye must glisten when I thank him for what he has done. When I thank him for what he has done, I must look back at the crucified one on that beautiful shore. I must kneel once more just to thank him for what he has done. They say there's no sighing in that city when life's race is. But how can I keep from crying when I thank him for what he has done? Before I can shout hallelujah, before I can sing the sweet song, I must kneel at the feet of Jesus and thank Him for what He has done. When I thank Him for what He has done, I must look back to the crucified one on that beautiful shore. I must kneel once more just to thank Him for what He has done.
Amen. 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 I appreciate that. That's one of Lindy's favorite songs. What I thank Him for what He's done. I want you to turn to the book of Romans this morning, and I want to preach to you out of my heart what I believe we need to hear. In the book of Romans, chapter 3, the Bible says in verse 21, now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all of them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth. I want to stop right there and talk to you about His righteousness. Amen. I read here in your presence today that it's His righteousness. Amen. That justifies you. Now listen, I want you to hear me and listen to me good. We have no righteousness without Him. Amen. I mean, we've been going through clothes over here, and a lot of them, most of them are clean. But we've got a few of them that's not clean. Now, the Bible said all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. So there's no dirty rags in it. It's either you've got clean rags or filthy rags. Now, you don't get dirty. God don't look at dirt. He looks at righteousness or unrighteousness. All of your righteousness is filthy rags. That's all you can make out of it. Stinks. And there's no way you can do anything about it. I mean, all of it, from the time you got saved, before you got saved, after you got saved, it's all Jesus. Now, I want you to hear me and look at me and listen to me and pray for me. But now, the righteousness of God, now it's come. Thank God for now. Ain't you glad that the righteousness of God is here? Ain't you glad that Jesus came? And here is the way you get it. The Bible said it's being justified freely. I mean, verse 22 said, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. By faith of Jesus Christ. Not just anybody's faith, it's His faith that brought the righteousness of God down here. Now, if you're righteous today, you got righteous through Jesus. Bible said He was made sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. So God's the one made it. So you can just forget about how good you've been living this past week, because you ain't done a thing but mess up. You stink in the nostrils of God. You're stinking in God's nostrils. I mean, you're a stench to God. I mean, he got nothing for what you've done. I don't care what all you've done. How good you think you are. You're still nothing without his righteousness. And it all comes by faith. By the faith of the Son of God. Not your faith. His faith brought it down here. And Paul said, I'm here to declare his righteousness. Now what his righteousness is, that he's done everything that God demanded. He's kept every law. He's kept every precept. He's done everything that God wanted done. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad he done it. And these dudes go around saying, well, he didn't do everything. Well, bless God, if he didn't, you'll never get it done. Because he said, your righteousness is his filthy rags. And your righteousness is of the law. You're trying to get folks to live right, do right, be right without God. That's no way to do it. The only righteousness that any man has ever had since Calvary, and the other wasn't any good, because the Bible said in the book of Romans, the Jews went about to establish their own righteousness, being ignorant of the righteousness of God. Now, I mean, we got a lot of Gentiles the same way. They're ignorant of God's righteousness. And I mean, it's hard to preach Jesus, and he done it all. But I want to tell you again, he done it all. I want to tell you again, he done everything that needs to be done. I want to tell you again that everything that God demanded has been met through the Lord Jesus Christ and through his blood. And I'm here to declare unto you that it's the righteousness of God. It's his holiness, his righteousness, his faith, his grace. Hallelujah to God. It's all him. Well, you say, I know folks that don't live right. You don't know nothing. All you know, you're screwed up between the ears because you're looking for the righteousness of man. The righteousness of God come down from heaven. Come through Jesus Christ and by Jesus Christ. And I declare unto you his righteousness. And I know that folks don't like that. They say, well, we got to keep our folks in bondage. That's like this fella, this Honduras, was telling me about how they believe over in some of them over there. There ain't no difference. This one preacher lived down next to where the prostitutes live. Well, he had to go by them to go to church. When they got to church, they thought him out. They said, we saw you come by the prostitutes. And you looked at the prostitutes, so you're not saved. So they said, you got to get saved now before you can be the pastor. Well, he got to thinking about it, and he tried to get saved again, but you can't do that. Amen. But after that, he got up and said, well, I've got to go back by the prostitutes and go home. So I'll be lost when I get back to the house. He said, that's some of the stuff they preach in Honduras. I said, they're preaching that up in Tennessee. Amen. They're preaching that in North Carolina. Amen. If you're sin, you're lost. Or if you're sin, you're out of fellowship with God. Lord God Almighty, I'm talking about something that the world don't even know about. And 99% of the preachers, I said here, Paul said, whom God has sent forth to be a propitiation through faith of his, the blood, faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins. Now, you can't do one thing to get saved. You can't quit looking or keep looking to get saved. You got to believe in Jesus. You got to believe that what Jesus done is everything that you need. I need or anybody else need. Well, you say, how you know you're saved? I've had folks to ask me that this week. Well, you know that you believed in him. Amen. And if you believe in him, you're not condemned. And if you don't believe in him, you're condemned already. Amen. And it says, and I quoted this to a man the other day, blessed is a man. Blessed is a man that condemneth not himself in the thing which he alloweth. We got so much religion flunked around that I'm so sick of it. I am plumb sick. I'm sick about two or three different ways physically, but I'm spiritually sick because of everybody thinking, well, I'm not like they are. Well, see, you ain't nothing either way. It's all the righteousness of God that made you anything. Who told you that you were something? I don't dip snuff, bless God, I don't either. But when I was a dipping snuff, I had more God than some of you. Yeah. When I was smoking cigarettes, I was more spiritual than some of you sitting around looking at me goggle-eyed and thinking, well, I ain't never done that. Well, you ought to sometime. Take your big puff and get sick. Puke your head off, maybe that'll help you. There's a lot of folks so religious. Great God in America, we're in such a mess. Oh, you say, but we've got God. No, we ain't got God. And I'm wondering if God's got us. In fact, if I was God, I wouldn't want us. I mean, they have to be so-so. You have to live so-so. Well, I think everybody ought to live right, if you could. And I think you ought to try. I really believe that. I tell you, Ricky was teaching you this morning about charity. And he got me convinced, of course I'd already been. But you know, I got another dose of it. If you don't have charity, you're nothing. And he said, charity thinketh no evil. Boy, when you get so you don't think evil every time you see somebody, you'd have it. But every time you see somebody and you think evil, the first thing pops in your mind is something they've done. You ain't got it. And that ain't the righteousness of God either. Because you can't get charity till you get righteousness. And all of the rest of this stuff is produced from righteousness. I mean, you can't get charity till you get righteous. And you've got to get righteous because you trusted Jesus and get him in you. I mean, you can't love nobody. I mean, you couldn't love nobody without him. But he said, I'm here to declare. Thank God I'm here to declare, Paul said. Well, I'm going to stand where Paul stood for a minute and declare unto you that the righteousness of God is all there is to declare. The Bible said, I say at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. In other words, he said, I'm here to tell you that I'm here to tell you that Jesus can justify, and he is the justifier. Amen. And when you get justified, it's like you've never sinned, and God's wiped it all out. It's a sin not to believe that. Amen. And you aren't righteous till you do believe it. Are you listening to me? Amen. You got to believe that Jesus come and done everything that God demanded from anybody to be done. The law couldn't do it. Bible says, "Well, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness." I mean, just believe in God. Well, you say, I believe God. We think at Brookside. We think because God does answer the prayer to, we believe God. Listen, why don't you let God live in you instead of you trying to live it? Amen. Why don't you let Jesus take over in you? Amen. I mean, Paul said, I want to be found of him, not having found in him, not having mine own righteousness. Which is by the law. But to have the righteousness of God. Paul said, I want that righteousness of God. Now that'll help you, buddy. One day I read where Jesus said, I judge no man after the flesh. I ain't going to have you to hold your hand, because you'd lie if you did. There ain't one of us in here, amen, not a one of us, that don't condemn folks because of what we see in the flesh.
Amen.
You have no idea what he's got on the inside of him, but what we see outward. That's where we are, right? Amen. Then we say, I want to be like Jesus, so quit condemning everybody.
Amen.
Jesus said, I don't condemn no man after the flesh.
Amen.
Must think that the flesh ain't no good. Well, he sort of got me to believe in that. I mean, I've been reading here lately about a lot of stuff, and I've about decided I'm going to believe what Jesus believed. He believed the flesh wasn't no good, and I'm believing it too.
Amen.
He believed that you couldn't do anything without him.
Amen.
I believe that.
Amen.
He believed that everything he done, he ought to get his information from the Father and do it.
Amen.
That's where I think I ought to get mine. I think you ought to call on God and find out what. And I think, listen, well, I want to stop right here and just derail for a minute. We need some prayer meetings in this church, not just at 7:30 for three or four to go down there, but the whole outfit ought to find you a place to pray. Spend a few hours and pray every day. Well, I don't have time. Well, just go on then. Nobody going to make you do it, but I just suggested that you ought to do it. I mean, that's what Jesus told us to do. He told us to get in the closet and pray and shut the door, shut the world out. I mean, all the time that we're spending watching TV. Uh-oh. I hit her hard there, didn't I? All the time we spend watching TV, ball games, and wrestling matches, and videos, and... God help, I better stop and back up here. And the whole crowd is going to faint. Boy, ain't this a religious outfit. You got about as much God as I have. We're all in the same boat. Standing right here saying, boy, we're something. Oh, we're nothing. We're filthy rags. Don't you reckon God just holding his nose when he looks down at these churches in America and smells their righteousness? Great God, they're filthy rags. That's all they are. Now let me hurry. Oh, I bet you wish I do. To declare, I say at this time, the righteousness which the righteousness that he might be just. He is just to do whatever he wants to. I mean, God's Son paid the price.
Amen.
For every man. He can do whatever he wants to with whoever he wants to, whenever he wants to. And if you don't like them, how they live, that don't make a hoot to God.
Amen.
Well, if they don't do my way... Well, your way is rotten anyhow.
Amen.
Get out of your way. I'm declaring his righteousness, not yours. Not mine either.
Amen.
To declare, I say at this time, he might be the justifier of them which believeth. And where's it come from? But believing. I've said this a long time. And I don't think anybody much has caught this. You got righteous because you believe.
Amen.
You believe.
Amen.
And faith come by hearing. And hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
I want to stop and blow you plumb out of the saddle and then we're going home. Any time that you don't believe this King James Bible, you ain't going to get saved. It's only through this book.
Amen.
This is the one.
Amen.
NIVs, XYZs, and the rest of them.
Amen.
Can go.
Amen.
We got all stirred up the other day. Somebody called and wanted that Jesus movie. And I read in the paper a big thing about it. I come to find out that thing's got a bunch of other Bible verses.
Well, now, if I stand up here and say,
I believe the King James Bible, but we're going to send overseas, we're going to send them some tapes over there. And I don't know who got this junk up. I wish whoever it was to pray and send them back.
Amen.
If we've sent them. And if we ain't sent them, just tell them we can't get them. Forget it.
Amen.
Go nuts over something ain't sold. They go over there and find out that the Jesus we've been preaching ain't the ones on that tape. And they look at that, and they look at that Bible, and they say, oh, we got another Jesus. You believe that's about it? And that's about where this whole country is, another Jesus.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us, if you would, at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.